Hey, how are we doing?
Hey. Good to see you.
Yeah, you as well.
Good. I believe this is Mr. Weston.
Okay, Mr. Weston.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. The issuing officer, Constable Miranda, is here for your matter. Okay, you should be putting on a mask. Please put on a mask.
That's why I'm here.
Put on a mask, please. Otherwise, you can't be in the courtroom. You can't be in here.
I can show you the actual...
Put on your mask. Yeah. Okay, look.
I'm not sure why you're talking to me like that. This is exactly
okay, well, you can't be in here.
Where's the judge? Judge?
The judge is going to tell you the same there.
Okay, I have, before anything, we go any further, you say anything.
Are
further.
You here with him? Okay.
I have, first of all, this is exactly why I'm here, regarding a mask, and I have ministerial order number MO12. Signed January 8th, 2021 by the Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General. Exemption from use of face covering for E, while inside a courtroom. Exemption from using a face covering for B, I, psychological. That's exactly why I'm here.
Okay, I haven't seen any...
You don't need to see any exemption or any proof. It's written in the order. And in addition to that, I also have another order from...
Do you have one for the judge?
I do. I have right here, like I'm telling you right now. I also have... and these are for the judge, and the judge should know this, and you should know this as police officers as well. I have ministerial order M275. I, Mike Fairworth, Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, order that effective at the end of the day, on January 30th, 2021, the attached declaration of a state of emergency throughout the whole of the province of British Columbia made on March 18th, 2020 and subsequently extended is canceled. There is no more COVID emergency, so these mandates and policies are all unlawful.
Okay,
Ministerial Order MO73. Whereas the COVID-19 pandemic poses a significant risk to the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of British Columbia and threatens to disproportionately impact the most vulnerable segments of society, and whereas prompt coordination of action and special regulation of persons or property is required to protect the health and safety and welfare of the residents of British Columbia, and to mitigate the social and economic impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on residents, businesses, communities, organizations, and institutions throughout the province of British Columbia. Therefore, I declare the state of emergency throughout the whole of the province of British Columbia, March 18th, 2020.
That stuff, we need to move on with our situation here. Are you here doing for guilty plea, or are you here for trial?
I'm here for trial.
Fair enough. Okay. Wait here. Excuse me.
Can't even follow the law.
Okay, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as a witness.
Okay. Hello, sir, Mr. Weston.
Yes. Oh.
Okay, we have Mr. Weston, Bradley.
Okay, are you Bradley Weston?
I am, yes.
Is this Mr. Weston on the mouth?
That's exactly why I'm here, to be honest.
By telephone, but not in person. No, sir, you have to leave the courtroom, please.
Your Honor.
Leave the courtroom,
May I read the order to you from the Ministerial? The order of the Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General.
Let me stop you there, please. Sir, the court will not allow you to appear. It doesn't matter what the ministerial order says.
So we don't follow the law?
The provincial court.
In the courthouse?
Chief judge has mandated that everyone wears masks in the courtroom.
It's on record.
Do you have a phone number, sir?
I just spoke to the police officers in this other room, Your Honor. I just want 1 second to recite this for you because this is out of the ministerial order. exemption from use of a face covering. 4E, while inside a courtroom. Exemption from use of a face covering on the record. 4BIA, psychological behavior or health condition. I have already stated my stance that I have a psychological reason for not wearing a mask. The ministerial order, the law, states that exemptions exist inside of courtrooms. I just read to the officers in the other room.
Okay, private. Do you have a cell phone that you could call?
I don't have any phone to call. I've been called in here by the courts to have this hearing done now and today. The orders that
your worship's not going to be hearing your mask. How
are we not going to
hear a mask or a face shield or something?
Exactly, because you're going against the law. You're going against the actual orders.
I'm not going to argue with you any further.
That's why we're
here. You have a mask on, and I don't want you to be in this courtroom without a mask. So please leave.
You've asked me to be here, knowing these are the conditions.
I've not asked you to be here. I've asked you to.
And I come in here, and all these officers immediately in the other room.
You need to wear a mask or you need to leave.
The order says inside of courtroom is exemptions. How come we're going against that?
Could you ask the sheriff to come in,
please? Of course. Come on, let's go.
I'm going to read this. I want to read this last order on the.
Okay, sheriff.
I just want to read this last order.
Well, read it quickly, and then you're out of here.
This is an order, Your Honor. From the province of British Columbia, the order of the Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, Emergency Program Act, Ministerial Order Number M275. We're on the record, yes, Your Honor?
Yes.
Are we on public record? Is it recording?
Yes, it is.
I've asked him to leave the
I'm just reading this last order, and I appreciate you being here to hear this as well. I, Mike Fairworth, Minister of the Public Safety and Solicitor General, order that effective at the end of the day. On June 30th, 2021, the attached declaration of a state of emergency throughout the whole of the province of British Columbia made on March 18th, 2020 and subsequently extended is cancelled. There is no more emergency, so all these mandates that you're imposing and policies are unlawful. So thank you. And this ticket is non-existent, by the way. So what happens with my case? Well, the JP and all of you as officers are going against what the actual ministerial order says.
The JP says you're done here for the day, so you can go.
Then why was I called here? You've called me into a public courthouse, and then you're denying me a fair trial. Because of the JP? And then all these, you don't follow rules. You guys implement, you guys follow the law. Yeah.
You can also and I just, to I, call. You can call by telephone. You can put an application to call.
I have a right to access, and you guys called me in here for this. And I drove all the way in. And then it says right in the order that exemptions exist in courtrooms.
Well, the JP runs it the courtroom. Says, it's her decision. She says you're done.
But the JP and you as officers and as sheriffs, as RCMP officers and sheriffs, have a duty to uphold the law. Not go
are
by opinions and not go by.
Yeah, we're here for traffic. What's your lesson?
Okay, well, you're done here. She says you're done here. There's nothing I can do about that.
I know. And unfortunately, you've been here many times and you're polite and you're great.
We've dealt with you many times.
And
you haven't dealt with me at all other than me coming in and trying.
No, you come in the building and you're polite and we've dealt with you.
Exactly.
And you have been in court before. And
I got kicked out, unlawfully kicked out, over this mask thing, which nobody will let me hear my case. Right, and I'm being denied.
Is not wanting to hear a case. That's nothing we
I come in this room, and I don't know. I would like that officer's name that I first spoke to before I leave, because immediately upon walking in there, he was aggressive, belligerent.
You can make a request at the RCMP to talk.
I'm asking for it now before I go. I want that RCMP officer's name that was sitting down, that was making unlawful orders and demands of me. I need his name before I go. I need. He's a public servant. I need his name.